Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, everybody. How's it going, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Really appreciate you for giving me your time today. Hope all is going well, whatever you're up to today. This is episode number 174, and I want to do something a little bit different with you here today. Actually, this is something I want to start doing more of here on the show, which is take a business and share with you how I would market it on Facebook. And that's what I'm going to do with you here today. And I'm going to be taking the example I'm going to be using with you is a small fitness and rehab clinic here in my neighborhood here in San Diego. This is actually a clinic I've been going to for a couple of years now. Originally, a couple of years ago, it was to rehab my low back. And then more recently, over the past, say, 7 months or so, I do personal training over there. I just walk over there. It's just a few blocks from my place. And now my wife, Amy, also sees them to rehab her knee. Now, right before one of my recent training sessions, the owner of the clinic came up to me. And this is a guy who has worked with professional athletes, everybody from hockey players to football players to track and field, pretty much across the gamut when it comes to professional athletes, which is a big reason why I trust them so much and I like to go there a lot. So anyway, the owner, Sean, came up to me recently and asked me, first of all, he introduced himself and he said, "I understand that you're the man when it comes to Facebook ads. I would love to," I got the inevitable question of, "I'd love to pick your brain, for a few minutes if that's cool with you." And so, you know, I've been going there a long time and I really like the clinic and what they're doing. And so I agreed to sit down with him for a few minutes, which is what I did last week. And I met with him for about 20 minutes or so. And I talked to him about, you know, sort of learn more about what they're doing in their business right now to market on a local level. And then took him through my suggestions for how he should be leveraging Facebook and Instagram to grow his business. And then as I was walking home, I was like, you know what? I should be sharing all this with you guys here on the podcast. So that is exactly what I'm going to do here for you today. Take you through everything that I shared with him. Like I said, it wasn't a long conversation. It was pretty basic stuff that we were talking about. But yet he, like so many local business owners, really had no idea the opportunity that existed with Facebook. And so before I dive into this, you know, really, I want to make sure you understand too, regardless of what type of business that you have, the conversation that we're going to have here in a second is very relevant, pretty much regardless of what type of business that you have. So just because you are not a gym or a chiropractic clinic or whatever, this is going to be relevant to you as well. And at the end there, I'll kind of wrap it up here for you. So by the way, the name of this clinic is, they're called Fixed Body Group. And so here is how I would market Fixed Body Group on Facebook. So the first question I asked him, Sean, was, what are they currently doing to market their business? Are they doing anything to market their business right now? And so he said they were running a special offer ad on Yelp. And he explained to me what it was. It was like a half off sort of special offer. And I asked him how much they were paying for it. And then I said, do you know how successful it is? And he didn't know the success of it. He didn't know how effective that ad is doing. So that is number one is, you know, you've got to know your numbers. If you're doing advertising right now, obviously, got to know how effective is it working? Is it not working? Is the money well spent? That sort of thing. Okay. So that was the first thing. What are they currently doing to market their business? And then the second thing was, okay, what are they doing on Facebook? You know, are they doing anything on Facebook? And as I asked him this question, he just kind of looked at me blankly and just started shaking his head, you know, side to side. So they're really not doing anything on Facebook. And I asked him, I took a quick look at their website, you know, do they have the Facebook pixel on their site? They actually do have the pixel on there, which I was impressed with, but they very likely don't have any audiences set up. So at least they do have the pixel there, but they still need to obviously set those audiences up. And the site is actually pretty good. They use kind of stock images on the site like so many small businesses do, which I don't love. But overall, it's a very clean and very easy to navigate website. So that was a good thing, okay? Now, on their Facebook presence, it was very stagnant. They really haven't updated it in quite some time. So I wanted to kind of get a sense of sort of where his thinking was with that. And he really just didn't know what to be doing on there. And so I explained to him, you know, they've got to have consistent content on there on a regular basis. So we'll kind of start there. So let me kind of just recap real quick. Number one, I wanted to figure out, what are they currently doing to market their business? And is it effective? If they're, you know, they were or are running a special offer ad on Yelp, but they didn't know what, the, you know, they didn't know how effective it was. Then we looked at, you know, what are they doing on Facebook? Are they creating any kind of content? And the page was very stagnant. So that came the first suggestion. That was my first suggestion is I mentioned to him, I would do more consistent content and I'd be doing a lot of video. You know, I'd be creating, you know, video content for their Facebook page and also for their Instagram, you know, and I'd be doing both regular videos and also Facebook Live video. So that is number one. Sort of the foundation is get more consistent with getting content on their social media platforms, specifically Facebook and Instagram. And I'd be doing it with video, both sort of regular style video and also Facebook Live video. Now, when it comes to that video, I suggested to him that I would definitely do a branding style video. So just kind of a video about the practice, you know, showing the practice, nothing too crazy, you know, just grabbing the smartphone and just starting to record and doing some behind the scenes look at the business, maybe interviewing Sean, who is the owner there, why he started the business, what his background is, you know, maybe interview some of the different people who work there because they do physical therapy, chiropractic, massage, personal training. There's lots of different people who work there. So interview the different people who work there. And again, get why they love to work there, what their background is, what their specialty is, that sort of thing. They could be interviewing clients. Again, really showing the behind the scenes of the business in the studio there and how it works, letting people see what it's like to go there and what it's like to get help there. Okay. And again, he sort of started to glaze over as I was talking about this. And I just sort of reassured him, like, look, you don't have to be hiring this big video production crew and spending a ton of money. Grab your smartphone, make sure you have decent audio on it, but just start recording, you know? And I recommended that he could just simply use something like the YouTube Director app to make it a whole lot easier to create this video. So, you know, a few minute sort of branding style video that that would tell the story about the practice. So that's sort of the foundational video that I recommended for him. The next one was just start doing videos on helpful tips, you know, because they work with so many different disciplines there, physical therapy and rehab and chiropractic and so forth. I mean, they could be doing videos, everything from like preventative, injury prevention, overcoming injuries, working out, like strength exercises, flexibility stuff. Like they could be doing all kinds of different helpful video clips. And again, these don't have to be long videos, and they could be doing just sort of more like Insta stories or again, Facebook lives of quick clip videos around the studio and so forth, the people working out and whatever. Again, telling the story of what it's like to go to this clinic here. Okay. And then as they're creating these videos, as they're creating this content, of course, then they'd want to be creating engagement audiences of people watching the videos so that they can then retarget them later. Okay. So coming up with a video strategy here that's not overly complicated, just using their simple, iPhone or Android device, whatever they have. Again, getting some good audio and just using something as simple as like the YouTube Director app to make it really easy and guide them through creating that video. And then, of course, whenever we're doing videos, we want to make sure we're creating those engagement audiences so that we can retarget them at a later point, okay? So then once they've created some helpful content, I would then look at coming up with some offers that they can use to attract their ideal clients to the practice there. And as I mentioned, they do a bunch of different things there, like physical therapy, rehab, chiropractic, massage, personal training. They do something called Feldenkrais there. So there's lots of different opportunities to come up with different offers, like 50% off your first session or, you know, free consultations or free sessions when you buy a package, whatever it might be. They have lots of different opportunities there to come up with different offers to attract their ideal audience to their practice. Okay. So content first and just starting to get into, it's not like they have to, you know, record a whole bunch of content before they come up with these offers. It just sort of the like strategic priorities I recommended for him, you know, get some content going and be coming up with some offers that they can use to attract their ideal audience. And then once they've created some content and come up with those offers to test out, I recommended that they need to be really crystal clear on who their ideal target audience is, exactly who they want to be attracting into their practice. Okay. And again, completely relevant for all of us here, being really, really clear on who we want to be attracting into our business. Who is our ideal target audience? So coming up with that content and creating that content on a consistent basis, coming up with the offers that we're going to test out, being crystal clear on our target audience. And then once they've done those things, I would then be looking to amplify the content that they're creating, the video content they're creating to those audiences. So the audiences that they have identified as their ideal target audience. So start amplifying that video content to those people, putting some dollars behind it, running some Facebook ads to show that content to their target audience. And then also remember, they're building engagement audiences too, which they can then use to retarget people with offers. So if they're putting that video content out there, building those engagement audiences, they can turn around and retarget those people who are consuming those videos with special offers. Okay. Now, as far as the advertising goes, I would be sort of using that branding video as the foundation of their Facebook ads, the branding video that we talked about before. I'd be running that on a consistent basis, literally for just a couple dollars a day, targeting the local Hillcrest area here in San Diego. Now, in addition to that, so that's sort of your foundation for your Facebook ads. In addition to that, I would be running targeted ads, you know, with those offers where they're rotating and testing those various offers that they've got available to them. And remember, they've got several different types of services that they offer, so they can be testing out all the different types of offers in addition to that branding video that's sort of the foundation, okay? I'd be testing video ads. I'd be testing regular image ads. I'd be testing carousel ads because they have multiple services there at the clinic. And the great thing is that you don't have to be spending a lot of money to be doing what can be really effective for them. I mentioned to him, like, look, you could be spending maybe $300 to $500 a month on ads and seeing some really good results from it. And, they could be spending like $10 a day to market the business with these special offers and then be tracking the success of these offers and these ads either through, you know, if they have like a special Facebook only type of offer that's very easily trackable, or they can use offline events and be uploading their customer database into Facebook to track the success of their advertising via offline events. Okay. And the last part of it that I mentioned to him is they definitely want to make sure that they have a system and process in place for when people do come in to the clinic or when they call for the first time and having the front desk staff ask them, have a process and system in place for the front desk staff so that they can be sure and ask these new potential clients where they learned about the business and how they got the offer that they are they're calling in or coming in about. You know, again, it all starts to, you can bring leads in all day, but if you don't have a good system or process in place at the business or in your business, then those, you know, that's just a waste of money. So you've got to have a solid system and process in place for when somebody comes into the practice or calls into the business there. So as you can see, there's lots of different things that they could be doing very simply to really, like, frankly, quickly gain a lot of traction here. More helpful organic content on Facebook and Instagram. And I told them the easiest thing to be doing here is doing video and then doing some targeted ads, testing different offers without having to spend a lot of money. And so he asked me, as he's listening to all this, he said, "All this sounds amazing." He's like, "I completely agree with you. We do need to be doing this stuff. Let's do it." And I said, you know, the next question for him was, well, are you going to do this yourself or are you going to have somebody manage your ads for you? And he said, "I think we should hire somebody to do that." So I was going to be helping him find that person so as to not do it himself. But I did talk to him. What I always talk about here on the podcast is, you know, him or somebody at the practice there should, in the very least, have enough knowledge about Facebook ads to make themselves dangerous so that when they do hire out, you know, they are able to check that person's work and know, you know, speak the language and know what they're looking at and stuff like that. Don't go into this blindly. Again, we talk about that a lot here on the show. So that is the conversation. That is the sort of the outline of the conversation that I had with him. And again, the strategies that I've just gone through are relevant for many, many, many different types of businesses, not just a physical therapy and personal training clinic like we've been talking about here. So what I want you to do is take from this discussion what jumped out at you and apply it to your own business or to those that you're managing ads for. So I hope this was helpful for you. Like I mentioned, I'm going to be doing this more about take a business and share with you how I would market it on Facebook and Instagram, if it makes sense, and kind of take you through my thought process on that. So I'd love your feedback. Let me know what you thought about this type of episode here. And speaking of feedback, if you would like to win a 30-minute strategy session with me, I'd love to hear from you over on Facebook Messenger. All you have to do is give me your feedback on this podcast, and specifically, what did you think about an episode like this? I'd like to hear what you'd like to hear more of on the show, topics, guests, style of the show, you know, frequency, length, any ideas that you'd like to share with me. I'd love to hear them from you. So to share your ideas and feedback with me, message me over on Facebook, and I've set up a quick redirect link for you. Just go to rickmulready.com/messenger, and that will pop your Facebook Messenger, and you can message me right there with your ideas and feedback. And what I'm going to do is pick one person at random at the end of each month to win a free 30-minute strategy call with me. We can talk about your Facebook ads, growing your business, online marketing strategy, growing a team, whatever it is that you like to talk about, we can cover it during that 30-minute strategy call. So hit me up over on Messenger, rickmulready.com/messenger with your feedback about the podcast here. And thanks a lot in advance for doing that. Really appreciate you giving me your feedback. And thank you so much also for listening to the show today. Really appreciate it. Got another great episode coming your way. Coming up in episode number 175. So until then, my friends, as always, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.